This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this 10th day of December. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to take a look at the weather forecast around the planet. Why don't you take us on a quick tour of the growing regions? Some are in the winter months and others are in the midst of their growing season, please.
Well, certainly top of the list of places that's a bit of interest right now would be in the U.S. hard red winter wheat country. We are going to see a series of three storm systems marching through the region over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. And that will help to ease up a prolonged period of drier bias conditions. I think there's only been one storm system that has impacted much of Kansas and Nebraska combined since mid-October. And we're going to see another system develop here Sunday and Monday that will produce rain across both those states and help to moisten up the topsoil a bit. They still are running some fairly significant moisture deficits, so they will need follow-up systems. Well, we do have another one that'll show up on the 17th and 18th, and one more that'll be mostly Texas and Oklahoma that'll show up on the 22nd and 23rd. And if you put all this together, we should see some welcome relief to dryness across U.S. hard red winter wheat country. And it still looks as though there is some issue with snow disappearing across a big part of the U.S. Northern plains and Canada's prairies. Taking that snow off the ground raises some concern over the condition of winter wheat if we get very cold again. And, of course, it is going to get cold again, so we need to watch that real closely. Now, soft wheat in the U.S. Midwest, as well as the hard red winter wheat in the Central Plains, will be losing winter hardiness over the next week because of the warm weather coming up, and that puts those crops a little bit at risk as well. There's been some concern recently in Australia about too much moisture occurring in the unharvested wheat and barley areas in the southeast corner of that country. But I think that that is a moot point at this point. I don't think there's that much. And that which is left to be harvested is likely to end up with a dry weather bias so that they will get that crop out of the fields without much of an issue. And it also, it looks as though some of our Argentina's crop country has also run into a little bit of moisture here recently. There's been some concern about the quality of the crop there, but for the most part, it's not a big issue. And I think outside of that, most of the concerns that were going on in wheat country in Russia and parts of Ukraine a week or two ago over extremely cold conditions and lack of snow has disappeared. The temperatures are moderated there, and we do have good snow cover on the ground in most of that region.
Thank you so much, Drew, for taking the time. I look forward to talking to you again in 2015. I'll be out of the office from now and then, either on the road or on vacation, one of the two. You have a great holiday season, okay?
All right, you too.
That's Drew Lerner, of course, with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.